Okay, good morning again to everybody. So yesterday we dealt with in the Avodat Siyom HaKippurim the great irony that the Big Day Kodesh, which are Lechavod L'Sifares, the Big Day Kohen Gadol, are not worn at the most important moment of the year, which is, you know, Aaron's Knisa Lifnai V'Lifnim. And we spoke about how that, in a certain sense, makes sense, because Bezos Yavo Aaron L'Kodesh, based on the Vayikra Rabba, sorted by the Ramban, Vizos HaTorah, Zos Kol Maseich Dam Sal Samar, Zos Osabris. It's a reference to Aaron's core personality, which is how we get closest to Hashem, and not with any regalia. When you want to really come Lifnai V'Lifnim, L'Chol Asher Yikra'u V'Emes, what we don't want is any externalities. And we tried to explain that maybe that's really the underlying idea of Ein Kategor Nasa Sanigor. So to kind of pick up where we left off, in Cheney, we find a remarkable phenomenon that Aaron goes once more into the Kodesh Kadashim for what appears to be, again, a very strange reason. The Torah tells us, Uvo Aaron Olol Moed, Ufashadis Bigdei Habad Asher Lavash Bevo Olol Kodesh V'Hinicham Sham. So there are really two fascinating halachos in this pasuk in Sheni. V'hinicham sham is based on the Gemara Yoma Yudbeis, where the Gemara tells us that v'hinicham sham, that you can't use those Big Day Lavan for any other Yom HaKippurim, that he needs other Big Day Lavan. Each Yom Kippur is achas bashan, that's distinct from the rest of the year, but every Yom Kippur is different. The responsibilities of the Kohen Gadol, v'chiper badovad, beisovad, kol kal Yisrael, every year has a different sort of spiritual story. Every Yom Kippur is a different mission in its own right. He can't ever wear those Big Day kahuna again. That's v'nicham sham. So what's this, you know, knisa lifnai v'lifnim? There's a machlokes between Rashi on the one hand, Ramban and the Rambam on the other hand, whether this knisa took place prior to the Shiyari HaMusafin or not. According to Ramban, or the Rambam is actually backloaded, it was the end of the Avoda. The only thing that was left to do was Maisim Shebechol Yom, the Ktores and the Hadlakas Haneros Shel Bein HaArbayim. So this was really the end of the Avodah. So why did he go back, you know, Lifnai V'Lifnim, for some dramatic korban? You know, is this the Ketores, Melo Machta Gach Le'esh? Is it the Sa'ir and the Par and Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata? Like, what is it exactly? It seems totally anticlimactic. It's Hotzas Kaf Umachta. That literally the first time he went in, so he leaves the Kaf with the Machta inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He leaves the pan in which he brought the Ketores and the Kaf as well, which is used for those purposes, for the Ketores, that ladle, they're left there. And then, of course, he has to take them out. And this is considered an intrinsic part of the Avodah. It's actually Meduyak in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where the Rambam writes about this. It's a remarkable thing, again, that, you know, we would actually put it within this framework, but it's Beis. In Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Kol Eishi Shana Begadim Veishar Begadim Lovish Begadim Acherim Ta'in Tefila Shenamar Ufashadas Big Day Habad Verachatz Es Besar Vamayim Makom Kadosh Vavashas Begadav VeChamish Tefilos VeAsar Kiddushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo Bayom Keitzad Betchila. Whole story of the Avodah. Poshe Big Day Chol Shalav V'Tova V'Olam Mistapik V'Lovish Big Day Zav Mekadosh Yada V'Ragla V'Shochet Es Atamid. Right, the beginning is always Atamid Shol Shacher U'Maktir Ktoris Shol Shacher Shol Kol Yom U'Meitiv Es Haneros U'Maktir Var Atamid Mechavisin Manizachem U'Maktir V'Par And this is the dramatic moment. Right, that's the first time he's in the Big Day Lavan. Right, so now you brought the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, which is typically the end of the, you know, Avodas HaKorbanos for any day. Right, dramatic. Like, why is he taking off the Big Day Zav? He's going back Lifnai V'Lifnim for what great purpose? For what purpose does he have to go back in there? He has to make sure not to leave, you know, Kalim around. Don't make a mess. But he couldn't really have taken these out the first time. It's an incredibly strange phenomenon. And I think it's linked to the halacha that we started with, namely the halacha of Hinicham Sham, that every Yom Kippur is really its own story, its own mission. The first time that Aaron is Nechnas lifnai v'lifnim, the pressure, the drama of the moment, melo machta gach le'esh, me'al mizbeach, melo chafnav k'toris, mim daka, as we know, daka min adaka, your machzir on the machteshes, berav yom ha-kipurim, heitev hadek, hadek heitev, right, v'chisa anan, ha-ketores as ha-kapores, v'lo yamos, the drama of the moment, everything is riding on it, and there's no time for any sense of reflection. The second time that Aaron, especially l'shitas Harambam, l'shitas Haramban, where he's basically done with the Avodas Hayom, right, you've already brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, all that's left to do is the Ketores Shel Bein Harbayim, nothing to do with Yom Kippur, really, and the Neros Shel Bein Harbayim, it's a moment for reflection. The Torah, I think, specifically backloads, right, the Hotzas Kafu Machta, Lifnai V'Lifnim, you go back in to take things out. So Aaron has this private moment, Lifnai V'Lifnim, literally, Lifnei HaKaporas. This is Mibes LaParochas, inside of the Kaporas, where he's just there with the most intensive space in the world of Ashras HaShechina. There's no Avoda left to do. The Avoda of Hotzas Kafu Machta is the Avoda of a sense of simply being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and as we spoke about yesterday, seems like being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with a big dezav, l'chavod l'sifares, it's just be'atzmo. He comes in himself. This time he doesn't even have melo amachta gachle esh. All he has is himself. He's coming there to stand in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam on the most sacred day of the year, in the most sacred space in the world, to be directly with Hashem. And it's a moment of reflection on what was achieved that Yom Kippur, and then Vihini Cham Sham. That Yom Kippur will never again be repeated in human history. To be sure, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim will look exactly the same externally the next year, but it's really a different Yom Kippur. It's a different year with different challenges, with different needs, with different kaparos, with different atonements, and Vihini Cham Sham, right? Those begadim will never be used. Bigde Yom HaKippurim Zeh, right? Lo Yishtam Shemem, Bigde Yom HaKippurim Acher, Vihini Cham Sham, Melamed Shetu'unim Gniza, Yuma Daf Yud Beis. It has to do with the singularity of Yom Kippur. Aaron is afforded a quiet moment, which is also considered part of the Avoda, right? You need a tefillah before, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim on both ends. It's considered its own Avoda. It's a kind of an Avoda of reflection. What exactly did we achieve on this Yom HaKippurim?